351 WSAW 436. Hey, Marty, thanks for the work today. Appreciate it.
No problem. Wasn't that something that what that guy took us on his property and showed us today? That was, I want to go back, and that's like Knott's Berry Farm, you know, what he's got going over there. And it's all antique looking, 2,500 foot or 2,200 foot of railroad track, and all of what he's done over there, probably 40 buildings. We didn't even look at half of what he had.
He was trying to show you a bunch of old logger stuff, you know, he was pointing out mostly to you, you know, oh, you should recognize that, you know, some ancient logging equipment.
Yeah, I was able to figure most of it out, except that one device, I figured out what it does, but I never really knew where it was used or what, you know, what they did use it for. It was an interesting piece of equipment, though. I did, after a minute or two of playing with it, I did figure it out, but no, there's so many more shacks down below. I seen another 10 or 12 that we didn't even get to.
I imagine he built about 90% of that stuff, kind of what it sounded like.
No more than 90%. He did all of it. He built all that stuff since 72. I mean, you know, with a little bit of, you know, help from somebody like you or I going over there and kind of designing it up a little bit, some better trails and maybe make a better engine, something that would work, you know, you could actually... you'd have people coming from all over the place to come ride that train.
Get them some more metal rails and replace some of the old wood ones and get a steam-powered little locomotive.
Yeah, and some tour guides.
I'd like to visit it one more time and bring Jakota out there or something. He was pretty down for that. He didn't seem like he was opposed to it.
Not at all. No, he was like, I know his name, so I'm going to look it up in the book, but he told me the number, but I didn't really get the number, but I know his name, you know, he's been there since 72, so I know it's in the book, and but he said, you know, he's got doctor appointments. Other than that, he's always home. And he looks like a homebody. I mean, to see that track up 10, 12 feet off the ground on the backside of the canyon, and there was another track that I seen way down below. We never even got to look at all that. There was a lot of stuff we didn't get to look at. We didn't get to go in the restaurant or, there was a delivery service or something like that with cash registers in there from turn of the century. No, I mean, that place is really, really cool. In fact, I wish I'd have brought my phone with me.